Good morning and welcome to America's Web Radio. We're waiting on the left coast. I think he's eating in today or something like that. For the Dan and Dave show, that's Dan out on the left coast. He's practicing his yoga, eating yogurt and doing all those things that those people, the weird people on the left coast do. And I'm sitting here eating a drumstick. No, I wish I was. I'm hungry. But anyway, this is the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio, part of America's Podcast Network, as a matter of fact. That's America's Broadcast Network. I put podcast. It should have been broadcast. Anyway, we're glad to have you listening in. We've got a special guest coming on later, and we'll be talking to her. I don't know where Dan of Dan and Dave, maybe I will take an opportunity and email him. I talked to him earlier. And for some reason, I don't know why he's not coming in. Come in, Dan. Anyway, we'll just call him and say, why aren't you calling in? Okay, he's not answering his phone. What did he do crazy? He asked. Let's just see. Oh, 2202 1106. Where are you? I don't know what Dan's problem is. I bet he called the wrong number, if I were guessing. Just my personal guess, but anyway, we'll see. I don't know. We'll try him again. Let's see if I can call and get him on the old infamous cell phone. We've got him. And what number did you call in on? Yeah, I mean, I'm there. No, I'm on the cell phone. Try it again. Okay. Boy, this is technology at work. We'll see if he comes in this time. Or maybe we'll just shut it down and start all over again. I don't know. What the heck? Still not hearing him. Okay. He can hear me, but I can't hear him. That's not good technology. That ain't going to work very well. Okay, Dan. Okay. Here's the deal, folks. We've got a glitch in something, and I don't know what it is. Doesn't make any sense. Everything is hooked up, and it should be working well. I'll call Dan back. Y'all are listening to this live and direct. This is live radio. This is what it's all about. Isn't this fun? Not really, no. No, okay, I'm going to hang up and we'll just start it all over again. Everybody will come in, okay? Okay, folks, we're going to drop that. We're going to try this all over again. Live radio. Ain't it fun? Oh, this makes a lot of sense. How could I be getting a busy signal? Okay, you think we're not there, but we are. Okay. Whoops. I just got... What? This is strange. Okay. Okay, Dan, you're there. Okay, hold on, let me transfer you in. Okay, Dan, you're there. Hello, Dan. Okay, you're there. Monday, all over the place.
I don't know why anybody wants to do a live radio show on Monday morning. It's like a double curse.
Yes, it is.
But
if it can't go right, it won't.
We do a Monday morning radio show.
Well, we almost did.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to. Duh. Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah.
It's been one of those days already. It's Monday. I tell you what, have you ever had a panic attack? Literally, or thought you were having a panic attack?
I think I almost did a few years ago. I was in a cave, and it was kind of dark and kind of close, and I almost had a panic attack.
Well, this morning, I get my cup of coffee, I get my cereal, I'm sitting at the table, and I realize I unfortunately carry about a 12-pound wallet, I think. It's got, just got too much junk in it. But when you sit on it, you know you're sitting on your wallet, you know? And I realized I was sitting in my chair, and my wallet, I was not sitting on my wallet. And I had changed Levi. In fact, I had a bad weekend, very bad weekend. As a lot of folks will know, sometimes, if you're fortunate, you get to carry nitroglycerin tablets with you, and they're in a little bitty bottle. And so I had changed Levi's and stuff, and my wife comes in and says, "Do you know what this little bitty cap goes to?" And I said, "Yeah, it went to the little bitty bottle that held my last bottle of nitroglycerin pills." And I had missed them and left them in my Levi's, and some way going through the washing machine, they had gotten washed. But anyway, that's that, and I've ordered more, and I added it. But anyway, so I'm sitting down, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've lost my wallet. What did I do with it? Because everything else was intact, but my wallet was not there, and I thought, oh. Then I start going, the last place I had it, and you start going through all of these things, and I thought, well, I changed Levi's to go out and work in the garden, and surely I wouldn't have put my wallet in there. Why would I do that when I'm going to work in the garden and all this kind of stuff? So at my age, first time I've done it in a long time, I run up the stairs thinking, oh, no, man, if I have to call and cancel all the cards and get new ones and do this and do that, I'm just, ugh. So I'm having a panic attack, and I get upstairs, which is before my wife gets up and going, "What are you doing?" I have to explain. And then you explain something like this, and then you're a dummy, So anyway, I go through my Levi's that I'd worked out in the garden, and sure enough, there was my wallet. And was I ever happy? I was happy I'd waked her up. I was happy for Monday. I was happy for everything, that I didn't have to call a bunch of people and redo my life. But that will put you...
We could do an hour program on what you carry in your wallet.
Probably.
You just pull that sucker out and lay it right on the table. you could go through it and let us know what you carry.
You probably want my credit card numbers, too, and expiration dates, well, and that little back number, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, we have a guest calling in today. She'll be joining us.
You would rather talk about your guest than your wallet, huh?
Well, yeah. I can't tell you everything that's in my wallet. It could be held against me.
Tell the audience about your guest.
It could be held against me in a court of crime or something, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
Our guest today is going to be starting a new show called The Insurance Deal this coming Tuesday at 11 o'clock. This coming Thursday at 11 o'clock. And she's going to cover all forms of insurance, from car insurance to house insurance to health insurance to Democratic Party insurance. So you name it, she's going to be talking about insurance. She's a veteran expert in the insurance business. She's, even though she's only 15, she's been doing it for years. And it's going to be The Insurance Deal. And the reason we're calling it that is her last name is Deal. And has she got a deal for you? No, anyway, it should be a very good show. We got another show coming on, Single Mom, that'll be starting here before very long. So we want everybody to stay tuned and listen up for the new shows that are going to be on America's Web Radio on AmericasBroadcastRadio.com in the very near future, and we're looking forward to it. So, there you go. I'm going to, I'd ask
you. Have you got a name for the Single Mom show yet?
You just said it.
What is it, the Single Mom show?
The Single Mom show.
Oh.
But it's going to cover more than just moms. It's going to cover fathers and the single father, the single mother, you know, anybody that's raising a child by themselves. The young lady that's going to be doing the show is a single mom and has been for quite some time. And but she's going to cover all aspects of being a single mom, dating, raising your child, being the mother and the father sometimes. It's going to be, and there are a lot of single folks out there that are raising kids, so it should be a very interesting show. What do you think of your buddy Kim Young, John Young, and his continued search for the right missile?
Well, what's the basketball guy's name? Dennis Rodman.
Rodman, yeah. That piece.
Is he over there now?
No, I think they let him go.
I heard.
Huh?
No, I think Dennis will get him, squared away.
Yeah,
Dennis will probably have it so the missile goes up and the missile comes down right where it started from.
There is our guest. If I were guessing, I bet that's Miss Ellen Deal, the star and host of The Insurance Deal.
Yes, that is an excellent guess, David. How did you know?
Oh, I've just got that sense for doing that kind of stuff when the bell goes
absolutely
off. Anyway, you came in just in time. We're going to take a quick break. Dan's on the phone, so we'll all visit while we're away from the radio for a minute, listening to something or the other. We'll be back right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio, part of America's Broadcast Network. You'll be hearing a lot more about that in the coming days as we introduce more new shows and other URLs where you can find the shows. Different shows, different folks, and a lot of good information going on. So with that being said, we've got Ellen Deal on, and she's going to be starting her new show on America's Web Radio this Thursday at 11 o'clock. If I've messed up, Ellen, tell me, but I think that's what I had written down, and that's what we're planning
you
on anyway.
You have it exactly right.
So Ellen is an expert in the insurance business, be it cars, thefts, houses, life, death, and even has a policy for old folks like Dan. She's been in the business forever, but she's only 12. So,
yes,
you know, she started out at a very young age. And Ellen has been on before talking about politics. Not only is she in the insurance business, but she also gives some time to politicians that are running here in the well, not just here. She was a Trump supporter. So tell us just a little bit about what you're going to be doing, Ellen, and the show that you got coming up. I don't want it to be just. I didn't want it to sound like one show. It's going to be a bunch of shows.
Well, yeah. So I'll be doing the insurance deal, which will be Thursdays at 11. And I hope to keep it going for quite a long time. I have some great guests lined up already to cover the first month. And so many folks just love the idea. If you can believe it, there are more geeks like me out there that actually love insurance, because we're salespeople at heart and we're out there to protect people that need protection.
I like insurance when they send me the check.
There's that too. Yeah, there are a lot of people that if it weren't for the insurance products that my friends and I help them find, they would not have a way to pay their bills. But one of the questions you asked was about the local race for the 6th district, and Karen Handel took care of John Lossoff quite handily, and now it looks like the Democratic Party is having some negative feelings towards Nancy Pelosi, which I was surprised by that. I don't know what you took from it.
I have negative feelings towards Pelosi well before Karen won. I think she and several of her lady friends, both in the House and Senate, should melt. But other, you know, I got to admit, Pelosi is a wonder. Someday they're going to stretch her face where just her tongue's sticking out. She had to.
Aside from any appearance-type issues, the fact that when Trump went on his world tour that she would say how frustrated she was with him because he wasn't even doing it alphabetically. I'm not even sure what that... I know what alphabetically means, but I have no idea what she meant.
Well, he started with Saudi Arabia, didn't he? And so you could say Arabia,
yeah.
You know.
I think it does depend on how you look at it, but that is not how.
Did she really say that?
She literally said that. Yes, you could go grab the sound bite. She's like, he's not even doing it alphabetically. Yes.
Well, he had had a.
Well, the Democrats definitely need a change of leadership, and they might as well start with Nancy. Bye bye, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see who they put forward to take her place, and that'll be great. So, so for the first insurance deal, the insurance deal is the name of the show. That's going to be Thursday at 11, and my first guest is going to be a gentleman that I've known through the industry for quite a number of years. His name is Rick Sutter, and he's with a company called Task, and they do total administrative and compliance services, which in the very litigious and fine tax-based industry for Obamacare, you have really got to have someone like Rick to help you make sure you're not doing anything that's going to get you a fine. So we're going to talk about how Rick keeps people safe from being fined by our lovely Obamacare system, which is still in place.
So he's obviously in the health insurance business, right?
Right. So on the health insurance side, more with ERISA. So he's not writing the actual medical insurance. There's a whole another component to employers offering coverage, that things they have to keep up with for tax purposes to make sure they are compliant. And if you're not compliant, then you're going to be dealing with the government, and he's going to keep you from getting in trouble with that.
Let's see, I think I heard today that another insurance company had backed out of Obamacare. There's basically...
You are exactly right.
No one in Obamacare anymore, are they?
In Georgia, what we will have left is Blue Cross Blue Shield for all 159 counties. The carrier that you most recently heard that is pulling out of our exchange here in Georgia is Aetna, and is probably pulling out of other exchanges across the country because they are not making any money. All of us are in business to make money or have our hand out for an entitlement program for money. It's all about the money. And
I must say the most stupid thing is the fact that why don't we go back to a capitalistic society with insurance? If I want to buy from Oregon, why shouldn't I be able to buy my insurance policy from Oregon or Texas or New Mexico or any place else?
There are people that like the idea of buying and selling across state lines, but what's going to follow you across that state line are the legislative rules for the state that you are in. So if Oregon only has 95 mandates on their health plans and Georgia has 125 mandates, you still have to go with the applicable number of mandates unless they get that changed. But each state is fighting for, you know, we want to have this covered, that covered, these screenings covered, and the rules just follow you around. So wherever you go, there you are.
You know, you just said something that bothers me today, and It seems to be everything and every place. And you said fighting for, those two words. That's all we hear today, is the Senate is fighting amongst themselves, the House is fighting amongst themselves, they can't get anything done, Congress is fighting against our president, we can't get anything done. I think I'm getting sick and tired of fighting for, you know?
Hopefully everyone will get tired of fighting very soon here. And we'll have an opportunity to actually work together instead of fight.
Did you, I think I asked earlier, the I don't even think she was an adjunct professor, I believe, that was on Tucker Carlson's show. Was it last night?
I'm not sure if it was last night or Friday, because I feel like I watched it on YouTube over the weekend.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you want to just preface that for the audience? And that's another fighting for, isn't it?
I don't recall what school she seemed to be from, but she was very vocal about being upset with a particular race that was different from her race, and that every day was... I'm not comfortable saying it. I just can't even say it. I am hamstrung by the society I have grown up in, and I cannot find a comfortable way to say what I want to say.
Dan, you want to say it?
Ellen, her name is Lisa Durden, and she's an adjunct professor at New Jersey's Essex County College. So I don't think it's a big college. And that she was active in Black Lives Matter.
And is no longer there.
I haven't heard the video.
You know, what she was saying, in my opinion, was very racist, and that's why she got fired. Mm-hmm. And this is not bringing people together with an attitude like that. That's a real problem. And like I said, with the two words, fighting for, I'm just getting tired of it. And I think a lot of it happened over the past 8 years. I think there was a lot of division that started with Obama and continued and continues today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't need this. I'm not an English American. I'm an American. I'm not an Afro-American. Mm-hmm. I'm an American. And we've got our own problems that we need to deal with. And raising issues like she did, in my opinion, there's no place for it. And I'm glad to see that her college fired her basically on the spot. It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, I am glad they did that as well. I'm hoping that the fit pitching by the left is going to come to an end soon. I'm not sure how much energy they have left, they seem to have a limitless supply of money, but I do wish that if they were going to spend that much money, why don't they spend it on helping the people that they say they are so benevolent towards. I mean, $30 million in the congressional race could have helped how many people? In the Hillary Clinton election, $2 billion could have helped how many people? And that's before we even get into the $150 billion that Barack Hussein Obama gave to one of our not friendly friends. And they're not really helping the people they say they're out to help.
Well, you know, you don't know my wife. Dan knows my wife. She is pretty much apolitical, but she does vote conservative. And she's in a situation that she's around a lot of liberals. And she went to dinner the other night with some friends, and one of the friends said, you know, I just hate Trump. You know, sooner he's out of there, I just hate it. And she stood up, which I was very proud of, and she said, well, what's he done to you? What exactly has he done bad? Well, I just hate him. He shouldn't be president. I just hate him. Well, okay, so tell me what he's done to you and or, you know, what has he done bad to the nation? Well, that doesn't matter. I just hate him. And that's their answer, and they can't come up. You know, what he did last week, I guess Thursday, Friday, just for the veterans, is more than Obama did in 8 years. And
right,
we
right,
may not
or.
All agree with everything, but at least he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I rest
or
my
getting,
case.
Or getting, you know, that poor Otto, I can't say it, warm beer?
Wine beer, yeah.
Getting that young man back, unfortunately, right before the very end, but Trump was able to accomplish it so much more quickly. It would seem that Obama didn't even try.
Well, Obama showed a lot of us his feelings towards a lot of things. And like you said, the key word is try. You know what? We've just gone through that first segment. And Ellen, are you going to bail out on us?
I am going to have to, but I look forward to Thursday at 11. I will be there with my fabulous guest, Rick Sutter, and we will just blow your insurance mind.
We will be back with the Left Coast on America's Web Radio, the Dan and Dave Show, right after this.
Coming soon, only on AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. The Insurance Deal.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
Your auto love and investment demands the best, and for 45 years, Passport Transport has been meeting those demands. From manufacturers to the one-car collectors and all other facets of the auto industry and antique auto hobby. The first and the finest with unequaled service and peace of mind. Passport Transport, your auto transportation company. Contact PassportTransport.com with your need today. Passport Transport.
This is Lawyer Liz. Join me each week as we discuss drones, the Internet of Things, and all the technology in between. It's Buzz Off with Lawyer Liz, Wednesdays at 2.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. We want to thank Ellen Deal for being on with us and talking about her new show, The Insurance Deal. And we've had that on, been promoting that, and look forward to that show. And like all shows, if you hear a show and you got a question, don't call in, but please drop them an email. You'll be able to contact Ellen through her email address, ellen@americaswebradio.com. Dan, I'll give you his personal phone number. It's 50. No, I won't do that. But you can call him night or day, anytime. And if you want his phone number, just give me a call, and I'll be glad to give it to you. Now, aren't I nice?
You know, I'm curious about hearing what Tucker Carlson's interview sounded like, and I've got him queued up here. So right after the show, I'll be able to hear him and find out what the conversation was about. Sounded like it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and kind of interesting, but totally uncalled for. You know. I can't tell you why he had her on unless she had said something previously and he wanted to address it, but you know, if you or
I think Tucker invited her on probably because he knew that she was inflammatory, and you know, that's good for his program,
I guess.
And I'm hoping that there's not a lot of other people out there that share her views, but I suspect there are.
Well, there's some, sure, and I have no doubt about that. But had you or I been invited and said basically what she did on the flip side, we'd probably not just been fired, but been arrested. It was, there's no excuse for it. This deal of black and whites and Black Lives Matter, you know, again, fighting, infighting, whatever, I'm just really sick of it. And as a country, in my opinion, we better start, instead of fighting, we better start holding hands. You know, we've got to accept the fact, and everybody has to accept the fact, first, that police have a job to do. They have a very dangerous job to do. But they're not robots. They are human beings. I don't know of I've only known of one human that was perfect and didn't make mistakes. But, you know, a cop can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. I make more than one mistake day in and day out. Make many mistakes. But that doesn't mean they're mistakes to hurt anybody. And, you know, we better get our heads on. We've got bigger issues to deal with than worrying about what color a person is. End of statement.
Well, I suspect we do have bigger issues, and I suspect that those bigger issues might call for a united country to deal with them. And we're far from united, so we've got serious work to do.
No question about it.
I don't know how we're ever going to get united. There's just so many different views, which is healthy, you know, in a democratic society. Differences of opinions are healthy.
That's no problem. I have no problem with that. But it has to have a stopping point. I find attorneys, basically speaking, obnoxious, repulsive, and I don't like most attorneys. However, I've learned to respect the fact that two attorneys can argue their lungs out, and when the hammer comes down, when the gavel comes down, they turn around, shake hands, and go have a beer. I can respect that. We've got to learn that you have your opinion, I have my opinion, but that doesn't mean we should shoot at each other. We need to turn around, shake hands, and go have a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've grown up in a country that pretty much teaches that you can have one opinion that's right, and the other opinion, by definition, is going to be wrong. And then there's conflict. It would be healthy and intellectually honest if we admitted that there can be two opinions and that both opinions can have some merit. So sit down and discuss and find the common ground. I want to kind of pick on Tucker Carlson, and I want your opinion on this. He invited this guest who apparently was very inflammatory and very opinionated. And I suspect that Tucker did know that she was going to be that way, and he felt like it'd probably be good for his program. So, you know, he invited her. He gave her some national publicity, opportunity to speak and share her opinion. Do you think he was wrong in doing that, or do you think he was right in doing that?
Well, one, unlike the Dan and Dave show, he does have a producer. The producer probably found her as opposed to Tucker Carlson finding her. They have a pre-production session where they go through and if you ask this, this is one of her hot buttons and she's probably going to explode, which she obviously did. And, you know, you hit it on the... Well, I think I could almost say across the board, any problems that we have today, be it from health insurance to medicine to this lady and the ratings on Fox News, it all comes back to follow the money. And, you know, it probably didn't upset Carlson one way or the other. He gets a big paycheck, and FNC gets the ratings. This lady gets publicity, like you said, which is boils down to money as well. So follow the monies in follow the money in almost any controversy, and it's for someone's gain or for both sides' gains. You know, you hate. I guess my thing is, I don't watch him. I did not watch the show. I watched excerpts from the show, and it is everyone's right to change channels. Had I been watching the show, I probably would have listened to a little bit of it and shut it off. We don't need it, or I don't need it. So,
well, see, that's where I would agree with you, is that I feel like the show kind of fans the fire.
Sure.
And, you know, I think we need to get over this obsession with black versus white. We need to move on from that. And I don't see it happening, which is, in my view, that's unfortunate.
Well, I think, and I've you couldn't find anybody that was probably more anti-Obama than me, but like I've told you from the get-go, from the time he won, I said, here is one of the greatest opportunities in American history. And in my opinion, he blew it. I think the right person at that time could have done more for unifying the country than we'll ever know. And it's going to take years and years and years for the right person to be found or to come forth and be able to unite the country. I think he did incredible damage to any relationships. And not, it's not just racism is not just whites against blacks, not blacks against whites. It's whites against everybody and everybody against whites. So the definition of racism can be, my goodness, look at the English and the Irish. That's about as bitter as you can get, I guess. But there's always the opportunity of unity, and let's solve our problems. Let's sit down and put our knives down and put our guns down, and let's see if we can't find an answer to this for the good of all, not for just, you know. I don't know if you saw this or not, Dan, but this scares the whatever out of me. I'm sure in Oregon you all have Tyson chicken at the grocery store.
No.
Okay, well,
don't believe we do.
Okay, well, the South does, but I also think it's a national brand, Tyson, and they sell chicken parts and all this kind of stuff. They're based out of Shelbyville, Tennessee. I didn't know until I started reading the article that Tennessee is the most, how can I say it? They have more Muslims moving into Tennessee and taking over Tennessee than any other state in the Union. I thought it would have been Illinois or someplace like that. But it's Tennessee, good old little bitty Tennessee. And if you're there on your computer, you can type in Tyson chicken right quick. And when we get back from our break, I'll go into why I will not be buying Tyson chicken ever again. So, you're listening to the Dan and Dave Show. We'll be back right after this.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that dizziness may be a sign of heart disease, iron deficiency, high or low blood pressure, low blood sugar, or an inner ear infection? Dizziness can be, take the form of a spinning sensation, also known as vertigo, or a feeling of lightheadedness. The individual can also feel faint or have a rapid heartbeat. If you take high blood pressure medication, remember to take the medication daily as directed to control your blood pressure. Diabetics must remember to eat after taking their medication and to eat at regular intervals. If you have anemia, make sure to take a multivitamin that contains iron and to eat vegetables such as spinach. Dizziness after a cold or flu may be due to a virus. If you have dizziness, it is important to see your doctor for a complete physical examination. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
This is Lawyer Liz. Join me each week as we discuss drones, the Internet of Things, and all the technology in between. It's Buzz Off with Lawyer Liz, Wednesdays at 2.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
Your auto love and investment demands the best, and for 45 years, Passport Transport has been meeting those demands. From manufacturers to the one-car collectors and all other facets of the auto industry and antique auto hobby. The first and the finest with unequaled service and peace of mind. Passport Transport, your auto transportation company. Contact PassportTransport.com with your need today. Passport Transport.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. So I brought up the thing about Tyson Chicken. They are not going to celebrate Labor Day, which is coming up 1st of September, because it interferes with a Muslim holiday. Isn't that too bad? What do you think, Dan?
I think maybe we're getting carried away here. We need just to keep our own traditions and let other religions, other countries. Well, I don't know. You know, I see other religions. Each religion can do what they want to do to follow their tradition.
Labor Day is not a religious holiday.
Labor Day, they take it as a. They don't take it as a holiday. I don't know. It's a mess. It's a messy thing, but if you look at what's going on in Europe, you get some idea of what happens when a culture changes too rapidly. And I think that's what we've seen in Germany. We've seen a very rapid change, a very high influx of Muslims into Germany, France, and Great Britain, and it's causing pain. They're not being absorbed. They're coming in too fast.
Well, wait a second. Why? Wait. Who's to absorb? Address that. If I move to Germany, say, and I want to eat, wouldn't it behoove me to learn German as opposed to them making them speak only English? So when you talk about absorb, if somebody comes here to my country, why do I have to dial 1 for Spanish, dial 2 for English? Baloney. You come here, you learn English, and we're all fine. We're an English-speaking country. You will be absorbed when you acknowledge that it's our country.
Well, and that absorption, that cultural absorption, takes time. And I think in Europe particularly, the numbers have been so great that there's an impact to the culture immediately. Usually it's kind of a trickle. You know, the Germans, or the Irish, the Germans come into New York City, for a time, they live in a ghetto in New York, and then they're absorbed into the rest of the country and into the rest of the country's culture. And it takes time. It takes a couple of generations. probably.
Let me add, too, I don't care if you want to celebrate your holidays, that's fine. But it's not my holiday, and don't try to take my holiday away from me, nor would I try to take their holiday away from them if I had moved to their country, you know?
Sure, sure. So what happens to the workers at Tyson that want to celebrate Labor Day? That's going to be taken away from them, right?
Yep.
And I don't know the details of Tyson Food, but isn't Labor Day a national holiday?
Yes, sir. That's why we get the first Monday or Tuesday or whatever it is of September off.
Yeah.
We celebrate it. It's a national holiday.
As a side, you'll get a kick out of this. Me and my wife and I were talking about the 4th of July holiday, and she says, does that always come on a Saturday?
Jan's been married to you too long.
Yeah, you got to love it. You got to love it. Anyway. We're getting the U.S. is getting some Muslim population moving in, but not as much as Europe. And you see the impact of it there more.
And it's not been pretty.
I hadn't heard about Tyson in Tennessee. So you're not going to buy Tyson products?
Exactly. Not until they get us set and stand up and say, hey, we're an American company, and we celebrate Labor Day. If you don't like it, you don't want to celebrate it, that's fine. You can work. You won't get paid. This is our country. And we accept people, and that's fine. But if they, it's not a right to come here, it's a privilege. And if you've decided to come here, then you go along with our customs. That doesn't mean, and I don't think anybody would disagree, that if you've got some type of religious thing, or you've got some type of it's sort of like, oh, my, we had Irish move into the United States. And so the Irish celebrate our holiday, and we celebrate, don't we celebrate a deal called March the 17th? Don't we celebrate St. Patrick's Day or something like that? We don't make fun of it. We drink like fish. But, you know, if we decide we want to participate with you, then that's fine. We're not going to keep you from participating, but don't tell us that we can't celebrate our holidays.
Yeah, everybody's Irish on St. Pat's Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Muslims will be.
Nope. Probably not. Oh, man. You mentioned Tyson. I'd like to talk a little bit about Carrier, another American company. And during the election, Trump made a big deal out of saying that Carrier would retain its workers that it had originally said were going to be sent to Mexico for $3 an hour wages, and it appears that those workers are still going to be sent to Mexico, and the $16 million that the government gave Carrier is going to be used for automation. They were supposed to use it to update the plant, and by golly, they're going to update the plant by making it more automated. So there'll be fewer jobs left in their American plant. So maybe you want to put Carrier on your no-buy list.
Actually, I already did, Carrier. And I bought a different When I had to redo my heating and air system, I bought a different company that I was very delighted when I had the annual inspection for my air conditioning, and the guy that came out said, you know, this is sort of an unknown secret, but this is one of the best companies going. They make their product in the United States. It's called Goodman, and they are about about 60, 65, maybe 70% of the price of the big brands. And he said, you know, we have less problems with this company than any other manufacturer in the country. And the company that he was with, they are big train dealers. But anyway, so I'll give a plug to Goodman. If you need to change out your heating and air, check out Goodman. They're a very, very good product. And I'm proud to have them.
Okay.
So with Carrier, I think, where was this confirmed or verified? Is this the news that you were talking about?
Well, I heard it on radio this morning, but also Washington Post. It appears to be pretty solid news. Not that the Washington Post has solid news, but it's reported elsewhere. CNBC, New York Magazine, Bloomberg, Yahoo, on and on and on. It's happening. So Trump, Trump originally said that he was absolutely 100% sure that Carrier was going to leave 1,100 people at the plant. And actually, it appears, if you read to the bottom of the story, that it's more like 800. So he was 300 off of his estimate. So part of what he said, I guess, was true, but the government gave Carrier quite a bit of money and some tax, long-term tax allowances. So Carrier got their benefit, but then kind of sold out the worker. You know, follow the money, right?
Yep.
Yep.
That's
what it's called, is follow the money.
That's it. Follow the money. And with that being said, Dan, we're going to have to put the plug in the jug, get out of here, and get ready for Kurt Sumner and the Land Surveying Show, only on America's Web Radio. Thanks, as always, for a good show. And I want to thank Alan Deal, who will be joining us with the insurance deal coming your way this coming Thursday. So I want to tell her thanks, and I'm sure you and I'll be talking later.
Yeah, I wish Ellen all the best in her show.
Well, I'm sure she appreciates that. And again, we'll be hollering at you later. Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to America's Web Radio, and we'll be back with the NSPS Hour right after this.